Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And speaking of Guns.com, Guns.com, when they segued from being only a gun blog, which is what they were in the beginning, to the retail operation which they are now, which is a vast retail operation, their approach was really quite genius-like. And joining me now is the architect of some of that genius. He is the director of business development. His name is Jeff Tesh. How do you do, sir?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Good to have you back on the show. I go sometimes when I'm looking for something, I'll go to a mom and pop store and everything, and I go in there, and the only guns they'll have are from estate sales. Like, they haven't been able to get inventory of new guns, I guess, since the COVID, the COVID phenomena hit us and everything. Let's talk about the thousands of guns and what you did to have the thousands of guns available. Because, first of all, you deal with FFLs and you deal with acquiring more FFLs to feed in your dealer network, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Kind of the thing that makes us unique, different than any other, you know, online firearms marketplace or online sales channel, is that the inventory that we have on the site is really fueled by anywhere from the smaller mom-and-pop stores all the way up to, you know, significant size retail operations. But you have to have a storefront to be able to list and sell on our platform. And we really have tried to partner with the right retailers that can not only offer you know, the top seller items that are out there, the number one, and, you know, or just, you know, the things that sell with the highest velocity, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
We want to partner with them, but we also want to partner with those that can offer us the widest selection of inventory on our site. So, you know, we really feel like when there's supply constraint, consumers are going to be able to find product on our site because we work with such a diverse group of retailers all over the country.
Now, is that a two-way street? Like, do you help them out if there's some gun out there in your network? Can they tap into that if they're looking for a Glock and 357 Sig and they don't have one?
Sort of. They can purchase that through us on a consumer, kind of the consumer side of the site.
Right.
Stay tuned for future development there, though, for you know, allowing some dealers to purchase through us from a B2B standpoint. We're not quite there yet. We've done some testing, though, and when we make a large purchase, let's say we'll make a special buy of several hundred shotguns, let's say, and we get a really good deal on them, and we can share in that special buy with some dealers if they choose to purchase that from us.
Well, like the G-Force shotgun? That's a shotgun.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have a lot of that shotgun. It appears to be a pretty decent shotgun. It's not a very expensive shotgun. And in this era of inflation and everything, how many of those did you go out and buy? Is this where this buying group concept comes into play?
We're not part of a buying group, per
right.
se, but... Yeah, I mean, we've got some strength and obviously our ability to move a lot of product, and when there's supply that backs up out there, obviously deals present themselves, and of our size, we've got a good opportunity to purchase in good quantity. And I'm not exactly sure how many of those guns we purchased. It was quite a few. They anchored some of our day after Thanksgiving promotions and Christmas
right.
holiday promotions.
Right.
And, you know, I think we're getting down there to the very end of what's left there, under 100, if I recall. But so they're going. We've sold a lot of them. I don't know for sure, but I haven't heard of anything coming back to us, excuse me, in terms of returns. So as far as quality goes, it seems like they're good quality stuff.
Well, it's a shotgun. Shotguns are, mm-hmm. I mean, there's some shotguns that are fancier, but for most people that buy a shotgun for home defense, they want to buy it. They want to know that they can shoot it and depend on it. And if it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, they don't need all the bells and whistles. So it is probably a very good shotgun. But, I mean, you probably bought. Did you buy a tractor trailer load of those?
Me personally? No,
what?
I didn't. I probably should have. But, you know, it's like I already have a safe full of just about everything I need in the firearms world. But
sure.
There's always one more, I guess. But,
well, I mean, you guys did that for a Black Friday sale and all this other stuff, and I mean, at the price that you were selling it at Black Friday, I mean, what was it, $99?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, that was a splendid buy. Anybody that bought one of those, I'm sure you sold a few bushels of those. But that is just an example, and the point I'm trying to make is that right now, only the smart people that are networking are getting any inventory, are they? Would you agree with that?
Man, it's been a whipsaw, kind of, I would say, in terms of available inventory. Before what happened here at the end of May, the industry was, I think the supply was catching up pretty rapidly, really. You could see it in the distributor inventories. There's more product in distribution, so versus what was happening at, you know, through the end of 21, which distributors would get a shipment from manufacturers, but the pipeline was so empty that they wouldn't hold the inventory. Well, they were starting to build and hold more inventory, especially in certain product categories. But now, you know, with the things that happened in the end of May and the tragedy there, and obviously that fuels a lot of heightened consumer demand, which we're experiencing now,
right?
Pending legislation, all these things that are influencing that. So yeah, there's probably some products today that are not available, as available as there is enough demand to meet that. But it will all come back. It always does.
Yeah, it's cyclic, isn't it? Seems to be cyclic.
Certainly is.
Yeah. I was using a friend of mine wanted a gun, which it's a Ruger Mini 14. Everybody talks about him. I've never actually seen or held one of those in my hands ever. But that's what he wanted. For some reason, I was like, well, why don't you want an AR-15? And he said, those intimidate me. I said, okay. So we found a few on your site, and I think that's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
But I also pointed out, you know, they do have them, sure. But look at how many AR-15s they have, and look at what these are going for versus the AR-15s.
Yep, that's right.
So,
but that's a good example right there of, you know, we have so many dealers that have such good inventory, and they work with us, that if you're looking for something hard to find out there, you know, I'm not saying we're the only site that's going to have it, but we're likely going to be one of the few that have inventory on it if it's available.
The only thing I have not found on your site that I've gone looking for is a Bren 10.
Oh, okay.
And I think somebody told me at one point you guys actually had one that went through there, and I'm sure that if you had one, first of all, I probably couldn't afford it. But, you know, but that's the thing. And I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. Let's talk some more about this and the technique you employ to keep gun inventory high. Guns.com. If you go to guns.com/lock, well, you just got on a website where they'll give you 5% off with promo code LOADED5 on any certified used gun. Plus, there's a picture of me there. I don't know if that's an attraction or not. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Jeff Tesh from Guns.com. He is Director of Business Development, which is a fancy way of saying that he maintains a lot of the relationships which maintain the inventory levels at guns.com. How far out, how far into the crystal ball, how far into the future do you have to look when you're trying to do this? And so tell me the process. Do you go seeking FFLs? Do FFLs come seeking you? Is it something, or are both of those things happening simultaneously?
It's the latter, actually. Yeah, we've got a very purposeful plan that we follow in terms of our outreach to dealers, how we, you know, attract them and get them in our network and trained up and show them how to list product, maintain inventory, and process orders and the like. We work a lot of trade shows in the industry. You mentioned buy groups earlier. We currently are working with one of the three buy groups and have had a lot of great clients from that particular trade show and follow-up shows. So that's been a really good source of leads for us. And then to be honest, in the last year, our referral business has been extraordinary, which is really fun to report because, you know, it's really a direct result of, you know, the dealers that we're talking to in the last year or two, and we tell them these great things about guns.com and how it works and how easy it is, literally how little labor they need to invest into selling substantial amounts of product online, they have a great experience, and they can't wait to tell their other dealer friends about us, and, of course, they sign up, and so far we've been able to replicate that good experience, And so referrals have just been really, really strong, to the point where I think since we talked last, Bill, I think our network is probably three times the number of dealers that are in our network and engaged, meaning that they have at least one active firearm or more. We've grown it three times since we've talked last, so been really good.
One of the things I would imagine that is good for, though, is for a lot of these dealers that are buying guns from some places, like I know, for example, Glock, if you want to buy Glock 19s and Glock 17s and Glock 45s, they also want you to buy some 45 Gaps and some 357 SIGs and, you know, some of the Glocks that don't really sell that well, in addition to all of that. And for them, you provide a bigger outlet. Plus, the other thing you do, and it almost sounds like a social media setup, but for gun retail, where you show them a better way to merchandise the gun, a better way to get the gun out there, a better way to label the gun, title the gun. That really opens up and makes it easier for them to do business, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, from a new firearm perspective, the listing process with guns.com is the easiest, fastest way on any platform at all. Essentially, they just enter UPC, their quantity of gun and their price they want for it, and we import everything else for them. The description, the imagery, everything is done for them. So that's pretty streamlined. And the used firearm listing process is also pretty quick. They do have to upload their own images, of course, and write their descriptions because they're unique. And that makes sense. And, you know, the other point you just mentioned as far as the unique firearms like the Glock, you know, 45 Gap and things like that, it's crazy. I mean, that kind of stuff, we sell on a pretty regular basis. And you're right, it provides, you know, especially if I'm in a small market and I have a firearm that maybe will take me 100 days, 300 days, 200 days, whatever it is, sell it, and I've got that cash tied up, but I can put it on guns.com with no upfront money investment, meaning that we won't charge you anything to list. We just charge you when we sell it. There's no downside for that dealer. They have they can give it to a national audience, and, you know, you've heard me say before how good our marketing team is. One of the things that we do, if you list a firearm, this is for new guns, but if you list a firearm that we don't have in our network, it's something really strange, you know, not super available, but you get one, well, any customer, any consumer that's looked at that firearm, I think in the last 60 days, we send them an email that it's back in stock. And so oftentimes that spurs a really quick sale.
See, that's the kind, I mean, that's how I used to sell cars.
Sure.
somebody would come in and say, I want a black Jeep. And I worked at the Toyota lot. So I was like, well, I don't have any black Jeeps. And what comes to mind is that night after he came in and wanted a black Jeep so bad, somebody came in and traded a black Jeep. So I called him up and said, I've got a black Jeep. I'm going to tell you, when you talk about the way you guys put your stuff out there and everything, like, I have a YouTube channel, and I like to think that I shoot fairly decent video. I was astonished when I went and looked at the Guns.com YouTube channel. I was diminished. The video was slick. You guys are you're doing things that are. I think you sent Ben Phillippe out to advertise or to a Chris Costa lever gun class.
Yeah.
And he interviewed a guy I know named Brian Miller, who is a lever gun YouTuber, and he works for somebody else as well, but he's a meeting guy. But, I mean, I'm sure that little slick video that you did, which what you guys weren't advertising a single gun at all, but I bet you your lever gun action jumped just with that video.
Yeah, I would agree. That team puts out some just wonderful content, and you know, it's a little bit selfish to your point. We can tie that back to specific product and sell. We can drive some sales from that. We're not running a charity. That's what we're here to do, is to sell firearms and make profit. But you know, I think, and this just isn't in our content team, but it certainly comes out in the content team, that you know, this is a really fun place to work. What we get to do, especially in the firearms industry, like, nobody does it like us, and we look at ourselves as disruptors in the industry, and certainly in the online and media and content space for this industry. And I think the fact that it's fun to work here and fun to do what we're doing, that comes out in things like our YouTube content, our videos. They do a good job of making them entertaining and not just product information. So I think it's a cool place, and
no doubt,
you know, Guns.com has been great so far.
You hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Guns.com/lock will get you. That takes you to a website where you're going to get an unprecedented 5% off just for using that website, that landing page. The promo code is loaded 5% off any of. I bought one of their guns off of this. I use that. It is the easiest process you've ever seen. Talking to Jeff Tesh, he is the Director of Business Development at Guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. A show of support for Ukraine from the EU.
The leaders of France, Germany, and Italy met with President Zelensky in Ukraine Thursday as Russia's invasion continues. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi were seen in a video exiting a platform at a Kyiv railway station accompanied by heavy security. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The Bank of England raised interest rates by a quarter percentage point Thursday, shrugging off pressure for a bolder move to combat price increases that have pushed inflation to a 40-year high. The bank's Monetary Policy Committee voted 6-3 to boost its key rate to 1.25%, with the dissenters supporting a larger half-point increase. The decision came as the bank expects inflation to peak at more than 11% in October. This is USA Radio News. European Council President Charles Michel visited North Macedonia on Thursday and said efforts to start membership talks with the country and neighboring Albania have become a top priority since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. EU member Bulgaria has blocked the start of those accession talks, insisting that North Macedonia officially recognizes common aspects of the neighbor's history and language. The impasse has also tied up Albania's bid. The head of the Russian Central Bank warned Thursday that the country's economy faces pressure from abroad that could persist indefinitely, dampening hopes that conditions could return to what they were before Russia sent troops into Ukraine. Russia was hit by a wide array of sanctions after the start of the Ukraine military operation, including major banks being cut off from the SWIFT international payment system and Western bans on flights. The consequences of those actions have yet to be fully assessed. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Jeff Tesh. He is the Director of Business Development at Guns.com, which is a fancy way of saying that he's the insurance to make sure when you go there, if you go there with Guns.com/lock, he's the one that is very pivotal in making sure all that inventory is there when you go looking at that website. Are you constantly trying to expand the dealer network? I mean, you've expanded it three times since the last time we spoke. Is that always going to be an ongoing? Because I would imagine that, you know, like sometimes somebody retires, they shut their gun shop down, they shut the storefront down, they give up the FFL, and they're gone. I mean, I'm sure that you have a few that come and go and all that other stuff. So, is that something you're constantly doing?
Wow. Yeah, there's certainly some attrition there that we experience, like any business does. I would say that we're trying to grow the overall dealer network in cadence with the growth of Guns.com overall business, if that makes sense. And the reason why that's important, and it's hard to do that. You're never going to get it right, but as closest to the pin as you can be on that is probably good. And the reason why that's important is that if we just simply onboarded as many as we could, as fast as we could, but we weren't growing at the same rate, pretty soon we dilute the sales for the dealers in the network,
right,
and become less important to them and less attractive and all that. And we don't want to be the cause of that or do that. But at the same time, I mean, our focus has really shifted to the quality of dealer and whatever that, you know, what quality means to us. Again, ties back to number of listings and how quickly they ship product out the door, how often they you know, that they cancel orders can impact kind of our grade, if you will. And if I didn't say it, how many listings that they can provide for us and have up on the site. So all of these metrics go into who we're going after. And then we try to grow, you know, we're trying to grow the overall number of unique firearms on our site. That is definitely my team's number one mission,
right,
versus just growing the network to grow the network, if that makes sense.
Right.
Because that's how we'll deliver a better consumer experience with, in this case, just the best selection that we can, and for competitively, you know, being competitively priced, and it's been really good.
Well, so that sort of makes it sound like you have, it's sort of a delicate balancing act that you have to work out, to where you approach someone, you say, hey, I'm Jeff with Guns.com. I'd like to give you access to this network, and this is what it's good for, and this is how it would work for you, and this is what it would do for you. But then, at the same time, you got to keep him happy once he comes into that by not doing a couple of things that might negatively impact his business inadvertently within Guns.com. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. Let's say they create, a dealer comes on board, and either we don't train them appropriately, or they don't pay attention or don't buy in, but they create really bad, you know, used listing quality. Let's say their pictures don't describe the firearm, or don't show the firearm well, and their descriptions don't describe the firearm well, and that firearm gets sold to a consumer, and the consumer gets it from the transferring dealer, picks it up, does the paperwork, et cetera, and it's not what I described. And obviously then that creates a very poor consumer experience, which then comes, you know, bleeds back into our company, possibly a bad review and maybe a return we have to handle and deal with, and, you know, credit card chargebacks. I mean, there's all these things that can impact our overall business negatively. Most importantly, a bad consumer experience, right? We want to deliver absolute, you know, the top shelf experience in terms of buying guns online and customer satisfaction. And so things like that early on our side, the development side, make sure that, again, we're attracting the right dealer, that it's a mutually beneficial partnership, that they understand that, and they do the right things, you know?
You got a lot of moving parts.
Yep, there's 28 hours of the day. Thank God that you're working all these things. But
well, one thing I noticed now, I did two videos. I did a video about selling a gun to Guns.com, and I did a video about buying a gun from Guns.com. The selling the gun to Guns.com, that was sort of a lukewarm response. The buying the gun was interesting in that. Apparently, and I don't know when in the past, but apparently that process, and I guess it's due to the inventory and the fact that you guys have refined the system and you continue to refine the system. You know, it's some people described it as, well, when I did it back here, back then, it wasn't nearly as easy when I did it recently. But now that you pointed this out, I think I'm going to take a second look at that as well, because a lot of people can't find what they want to buy in a firearm locally in their market. And it's, especially now with the price of gas, it's sort of insane not to go somewhere where you don't have to drive your car.
For sure. Yeah, so, and I think just some consumers, that's how they want to shop. They may have a great store in their area, but they want to, you know, they want to do it on their time, and it, you know, time is that commodity of just, it's absolutely precious. And, you know, with COVID and the shutdowns and things, the world of e-commerce, they say, you know, it leapfrogged 10 years in terms of the growth in that area, and shooting sports, you know, was not left out of that growth, and we're in a good position for that. But again, the good news is we're here to give that independent firearms dealer, we're here to give them that outreach, that online sales channel, that if they try to go it alone, it's, you know, it's very expensive. It's a very specific skill set that you'd have to hire for if you don't have it in your business.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of associated costs with that. And that's with working with us, they can basically outsource all of that knowledge and competency that you need to have. We can take that on for them.
Well, I know that there's a lot of consulting firms that will get out there and teach you how to have an online business and everything else. As a matter of fact, they'll run it for this much per month, and they expect you to pay that,
mm-hmm.
whether you're making any sales in the beginning. Which I would imagine that when somebody comes on board with you guys, since you guys are already running it at full speed, it's probably a little faster process for them to realize the gain and what they've gotten out of joining up with you. But it's almost like you could almost do a public service announcement and go, Guns.com, we empower independent gun dealers.
I like it. Record that. Wait, we are recording that.
You want me to record that and send that to you? I'll record that and send it to you, Jeff. That's no problem. But I mean, seriously, I imagine that probably helps a lot of people stay in business, too. Just knowing that they have that outreach.
We just concluded last week, actually. We put on a dealer advisory board, or we have a dealer advisory board, and we had our in-person meeting for this year. And essentially what that is I've got a group of five dealers that when we show them what we're going to work on and develop and kind of what the future is looking like, and use them as a sounding board to make sure that from a dealer perspective we're hitting the mark. And someone there shared with us that, you know, guns.com has now become 15% of their overall revenue for their business.
Wow.
And, you know, they're a really nice store. They're not a multi-store, you know, massive business, but they're really good store, good people. We are definitely part of their overall processes. They receive firearms, they go into their inventory, and they go up on our site.
And so, hang on for me right there. Hang on. We'll continue this. We're in the break talking to Jeff Tesh, Director of Business Development at Guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green meadow whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green meadow whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am speaking with Jeff Tesh. He is the business development director, or the director of business development, excuse me, at Guns.com. And this is one of these behind-the-scenes positions that is really, it's like being the Wizard of Oz, isn't it? You're behind the curtain and you're actually making a lot of things happen, but if you stop doing it, a lot of things begin to fall like dominoes, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have the inventory to sell, then it's kind of all off the air comes out of the balloon pretty quickly, I think. So it's pretty important that, yeah, we keep our dealers engaged and keep them listing new products with us every day, every week. It's amazing to see what comes to the site. You mentioned an odd firearm earlier.
Yeah.
We still see just some, I mean, things that you just have never heard of before. I'm not a gun guru, so a lot of them, I mean, I have lots of firearms and I hunt and use them and shoot and all that, but it's the knowledge you need in this industry. When we do some of these collection things, it's incredible the things that we see. So, good thing we have really smart people on our team that they're walking encyclopedias when it comes to firearms knowledge.
Right. You were talking about how some of these dealers come to depend upon Guns.com for a significant portion of their business. Does this make them go out and take risks? Does this make them go out and say, maybe I might expand my line? Do they call you up and say, hey, can I throw in some accessories? I got ammo for sale. Where's the limit for them, or is it just guns at the moment?
Right now it's just firearms.
Right.
So stay tuned on the other categories there, but right now it's just firearms. And yeah, we certainly have dealers that are buying product that they would normally not purchase and have in their store at all because they listed on Guns.com and they've kind of found their little niche with a certain manufacturer or a certain style of firearm. And they see a sales return with us because there's just a certain category maybe that we don't have a lot of dealers that have that particular gun listed with us. So that does two
right.
things. Obviously, that increases their sales overall, the dealer, but it also increases their overall selection to their local customer as well, because now there's new guns in the store that they didn't have before. And
right.
So that's a win-win. And even on a more extreme example, you know, there's distributor sales reps out there are commissioned, and they obviously sell to our dealers, where a lot of the product comes, and they might be on our site looking for things like, hey, here's a gun we have that guns.com doesn't have in stock yet. Buy it, put it up there, and, you know, we connect all three dots, and the gun sells.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, capitalism is a beautiful thing, and
indeed,
commission reps take advantage of that, and it all works. But, yeah, we've got dealers that, because of their growth with us, and they're buying differently, they're buying more, and or they're turning their inventory faster, which is where the retailers make their money.
Typically, how fast does a retailer, like when they have a gun come in, how fast would they like for it to go out? Of course, same day. Yeah, I know. If they put it on the shelf, yeah, let's sell them all out in the same day. I understand that. But, I mean, with some of them, some of the... Yeah, and I don't want to call them oddballs, but, I mean, you know, like a lot of people don't look for H&K USPs. A lot of people don't look for CZ-75s. That's sort of a niche of customers out there. And so for guns like that, I would imagine this is where... that wider variety. This is where it comes into play for them, because they can throw it to you, and now they've got more foot traffic than they thought they were ever going to get.
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot of capital you tie up in just those guns you mentioned. If you had one each of those firearms, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars probably or more tied up in cost there, and that's real money, right? And if that's not turning for you, then, I can't even talk about where you'd want to put that money today, because everything is really weird right now. But
guns are a good place to put the money right now.
They are a good place to put it. That's 100% right. But, yeah, you want to turn that, you know, ideally you want to turn it in 30 days or at the most 60 days. But the industry average, and this is a little bit outdated statistic, but I would presume it hasn't changed a whole lot. Other than the fact that we just went through 2 years of, you know, obviously surge activity, so the turn ratios and data is probably a little bit skewed, but in a normal time, it's two turns a year, which is, that's the NSSF's data, that they've put together, and, you know, that's not great at all. And that's a pretty good cross section of small dealers all the way up to big dealers where that data comes from. So we can definitely help improve that. And turn your cash. So,
but I mean, we're sort of in a new normal now, because gun sales continue to be at above normal levels. The effect of the national press is out there trying to scare everybody into giving up guns, and instead, this is driving them to get guns. They want to do away with police. They're letting bad guys out in certain blue cities. And this all impacts people that might want to buy a gun. So I would imagine that now your web traffic is going up. And as your web traffic goes up, now you sort of, you've got to try to read trends, don't you? You got to throw the tea leaves against the wall and try to figure out what's coming, don't you?
Yeah, we do. And that's a daily exercise of trying to get the right forecast, which, you know, about forecasts is you're either lucky or lousy. And, you know, we try really hard to kind of gauge on where things will go and what will the drivers be, probably more importantly, and then, you know, what the outcomes are after that. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, in 2022, we were about ready to experience the very first what I call, and it's a corny term. I don't like it, but I'll use it.
Sure.
It's the new normal summer season.
Right. Right.
We haven't had a normal summer season in this industry for 2 years.
Right.
You know, it's going back to 2019. So,
because normally it slows down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that has not been the case for the last couple of years, has it?
No, and
well,
we all kind of have.
Okay, let me rephrase that. It hasn't been the case for people that have inventory.
That's true. And
yeah.
Even if it's slowed, you know, from a month-over-month standpoint, again, there's seasonality now into it where, you know, June and July are never top months, and the NICS data would support that, and dealer sales data would support that. But in 2020, June and July were some huge months, right? And now this year, you know, they were definitely trending in a different direction.
Right.
So, but at the same time, much higher than like 2019. I think I want to say 13 or 14% adjusted NICS in 2022 year to date through April versus through April of 2019, which is kind of the last quote unquote normal year. So the level of the lake has definitely gone up higher.
Yeah.
We're experiencing a different market. It's still really good. And I'm happy to report that with the industry even declining year over year, you know, we continue to grow from a year over year standpoint, just about every metric across the business. So, you know,
well, that's because you carry every facet of the business. I mean, you cover the blog, you have ammo sales, accessory sales, certified used guns, new guns. You have specials. You know, it would take me the entire show just to read off all the specials. So it is a very, very, this operation that you oversee is a very, there's a lot of foresight in this, and it's sort of cool and exciting for me to be a part of it and to have you guys in my corner. So we're about to run out of time, although I was going to ask you a question. So I will circle back to you because I'd like to have you back on soon. Because there's some things I thought about that I would be interested to see if you do that. Jeff Tesh, he is the Director of Business Development at Guns.com. Go to Guns.com/lock. That's my landing page. You get 5% off with Loaded 5, all uppercase Loaded 5. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Always a blast. Take care.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's just going to be me and you. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.